You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Jay Ratliff joins us now from DayTradeFund.com. Take a look at the market and our money and the trends that we're in right now. Jay, welcome in. Thanks for being with me.
Pleasant good morning.
Pleasant good morning to you, sir. So markets are down for the month right now. Are we in a trend or is something driving this?
Well,
or both?
There's a couple of things. Actually, there's probably three things. One's when you see the fact that the markets have been as strong for as long as they have been. I think the S&P 500 has seen 54 new highs as we've kind of gone through the year. A lot of people are thinking, okay, we're reaching a point where, you know, we're overdue for a correction, which by definition is a 10% drop in the market before it recovers. So there's a lot of people that are just saying, look, I'm going to lock my profits in. I'm going to take my money out now. And then you have another portion of the investors that are focusing in on the Delta variant, saying, okay, we're seeing a lot of things start to kind of resurface, certainly not to the degree that we had before with the coronavirus initial pandemic, but we are seeing people start to travel less. We're seeing airline future bookings drop off. We're seeing more mask mandates. We're seeing things that are being put back into place from states, and that worries them. And then you've got a third group that is worried about inflation, as far as inflation catching up with us. Now, on that particular point, JT, we got some good news yesterday morning that the August inflation numbers, as far as the rise in prices for goods and services, was not up as much as feared. So that alleviated a little bit of that concern. But even though the markets are strong and there's a lot of optimism, you still have some underlying concerns that remain right now.
And as we go into, you know, the final quarter of the year, around the holidays, what traditionally happens with the market? Do they just kind of pause and kind of level out and not a lot of action, or are we expecting some big movements?
That's a great question, because there's a concept that a lot of investors use. Now, my students and I do not, but it's called sell in May and go away. In other words, you take the summer off. You sell some of the positions you have in May, because the summer kind of drifts along and even into September, and it's really the third or the fourth quarter from October 4th when things really start to pick up. So this month's kind of a blah month, if you will. So as we roll into October, there's certainly going to be a lot more, I think, market volatility. You're going to have some earnings reports that people are going to be hanging on, especially from a future guidance standpoint. And if those don't look good, we could see a lot of selling if things are not as investors like, or we could see a lot of buying where the markets could continue to go up. I think as those unknowns that we talked about with the variant, inflation, and some of these other things, if those continue to build through the month of September, to the point that, you know, even the Dr. Fauci's of the world are pushing for airline travelers to only be able to fly if you've been vaccinated, those types of things could pull back a bit on the economy. And if there's a lot of that type of headlines across the country, I think that we could see the markets drop in the fourth quarter. Now, we'll have to wait and see, obviously, what's going to take place. But Wall Street doesn't like unknowns. And the more of these unknowns that pop up, the more investors are going to pause before they take that next step. And that's certainly something we'll keep an eye on.
Well, you mentioned the airlines, too, and travel starting to slow down just a bit again with the vaccine mandates and types of, you know, mask mandates again going on here. With the future bookings, I guess, falling off a bit, stocks going to be falling for those airlines as well?
They have been. In fact, I've been asked frequently, okay, Jay, does this mean it's a good buying time for the airline stocks? And my question to that is no. I would certainly hold off a bit, because we really don't know what the full ramifications are going to be as this variant moves forward. And you're right, double digits as far as we're down more than 10% on some of our advanced bookings. It's caused airlines to go from, hey, I think we might make a profit in the third quarter, to it looks like it's going to be a loss and it's going to be tough in the fourth quarter as well. So the airlines are facing some turbulence as we move forward. And as long as that variant is there, and of course, thanks to Fauci, he said, oh, the next one past that may be even worse than the one before. Yeah, those types of things are things that really cause us to see the investors take pause before they jump into the market. Although some people ignore a lot of what some of the health people are saying from day to day because it changes so much, but it's still out there and it's still a concern.
All right, Jay Ratliff, always great information. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.